From Quality Radio Productions, it's Sounds from the Global Village, a musical trip around the world. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open this week's program with selections from one of many volumes in the Colors of the World series of compilations released by the Allegro Records Group. I'm not sure if these compilations are still in print, but it's a shame if they aren't, because they're quite extensive. I only have a couple of these comps in my library, but I wish I had the full set, quite frankly. We'll be focusing here on Colors of the World Africa, and we'll begin with someone from the Congo DR, formerly known as Zaire, a respected soukous guitarist and composer whose birth name is Rigobert Bamounde, but his stage name, Rigo Star, not to be confused with Ringo Star. He has lent his guitar playing to songs and albums by the likes of Papa Wemba, among others, but also recorded albums under his own name. And we'll listen to a track from one of those. It's entitled Attention.
Garde, no cotisimo. molili na bolingo donde tele kie kasi kana nanie nakona na seboye
la régionale na Liège.
Pero Thank you. Danube.
Selections from the Allegro Records compilation Colors of the World, Africa. We listened first to Rigo Star and a fine example of African soukous from the Democratic Republic of Congo, formerly Zaire, and his piece Atención. Then from Equatorial Guinea, the only Spanish-speaking nation on the African continent, and a duo from the island of Bioko that is part of Equatorial Guinea. They call themselves Las Hijas del Sol, Daughters of the Sun, an aunt and niece duo comprised of Pichuri Apo Boltupa and also Paloma Apo. They sing in both Spanish and the local Bubi dialect, and we listen to their piece Koto. Then, from nearby Guinea, a fine example of West African griot in the Mandingo tradition, from Jeli Musa Diawara. He's part of a griot family that includes the great Mori Conte. Mori is Jeli's half-brother. Jeli, a multi-instrumentalist on kora, balafone, and guitar. We listen to the title track from his album Flamencora, combining West African griot and Spanish flamenco. And lastly, from Madagascar, Digari, guitarist and singer, whose birth name is Ernest Reandrasanolo. He is part of the Bara tribe of Madagascar, and we listen to the piece Ataora Fabibi, all from Colors of the World, Africa. We'll turn our attention now to Celtic music, and we'll turn to the album Celtic Tides, a musical odyssey, part of the Musical Odyssey series put out by Putumayo World Music in the late 90s. And we'll listen first to music from Scottish singer-songwriter Dougie MacLean, probably one of the best-known contemporary folk singers from Scotland, and one of two pieces he has on this album, Feel So Near.
Find me sitting at this table with my friend Finn and my friend John. My friend Madani tells us stories of things long gone, long gone. And we may take a glass together. Whiskey makes it all so clear. It fires our dulled imaginations, and it feels so near, so near. I feel so near to the howling of the winds. I feel so near to the crashing of the waves. I feel so near to the flowers in the fields. Feel so near. The old man looks out to the islands. He says this place is endless thin. There's no real distance here to mention. Might all fall in, all fall in. No distance to the spirits of the living. No distance to the spirits of the dead. And as he turned, his eyes were shining. He proudly said, proudly said, I feel so near to the howling of the winds. Feel so near to the crashing of the waves. flowers in the fields feel so constructions there to mark our place in time. We justify our great destructions as on we climb. Now the journey doesn't seem to matter. Destinations faded out and gathering out along the headland. I hear the children shout. I feel so near to the howling of the winds. I feel so near to the crashing of the waves. I feel so near to the flowers in the fields, feel so near. Feel so near to the howling of the winds. Feel so near to the crashing of the waves. Feel so near to the flowers in the fields. Feel so near to the howling of the winds. Feel so near to the crashing of the waves. Feel so near to the flowers in the fields. Feel so
near. Thank you. Do it, put him in, I'm willing to 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 do it, put him in, I'm willing to
Selections from Celtic Tides, part of the Musical Odyssey series of compilations on Putumayo world music. We listened first to Dougie MacLean from Scotland and Feel So Near, then another piece whose origins are in Scotland but performed here by an Irish singer. The tune, Both Sides the Tweed, a song of reconciliation among the peoples of England and Scotland, the River Tweed being the dividing line between the two lands, was originally composed and sung by Scottish singer Dick Gauchin, and we'll hear the original version of that song one of these days. It's on the Handful of Earth LP, which I have in the library, but it was interpreted here by Mary Black. Ms. Black, known for her interpretations of traditional and more contemporary material. After Both Sides the Tweed, we listen to a piece from a Canadian duo, fiddler Ashley McIsaacs and Mary Jane Lamond, and an example of Canadian Gaelic, a derivative of Scots Gaelic, that's still spoken mainly on Cape Breton Island, as well as some communities along the Nova Scotia mainland, and even in some parts of Ontario, as well as in larger Canadian cities, communities that still cling to their strong Celtic roots. And we listen to the piece Sleepy Maggie. It was a hit single for the duo. It's also known as Drowsy Maggie in some circles. And lastly, Irish multi-instrumentalist Seamus Egan, best known for his work with Mick Maloney, and he was inspired early on by the likes of James Galway, among many others. We listen to Weep Not for the Memories, all from Celtic Tides. It sounds from the Global Village. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll wrap things up this week with another compilation in the Putumayo catalog, this time from the Groove series, combining world traditions with modern dance beats. This time it will be Asian groove, and we'll get things underway with Mo Horizons, a DJ duo from Hanover, Germany, that is best known for its extensive use of samples. This is an Eastern-flavored piece of theirs. Remember Tomorrow.
Oh, ਅੱਖ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਦੀ ਸੱਚੀ ਭੁੱਲ ਨਾ ਫਰਕ ਦੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਅੱਖ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਦੀ ਸੱਚੀ ਭੁੱਲ ਨਾ ਫਰਕ ਦੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਜਣੇ ਖਣੇ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਕੁੜੀਏ ਜਣੇ ਖਣੇ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਕੁੜੀਏ ਤੇਰੀ ਗਲੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਮਾਰਦੇ ਫੇਰੇ ਉਹ ਮਾਰਦੇ ਫੇਰੇ ਮਾਰਦੇ ਫੇਰੇ ਅੱਖ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਦੀ ਸੱਚੀ ਭੁੱਲ ਨਾ ਫਰਕ ਦੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਅੱਖ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਦੀ ਸੱਚੀ ਭੁੱਲ ਨਾ ਫਰਕ ਦੇ ਤੇਰੇ
Music from Asian Groove, compilation from Putumayo World Music. We began with Mo Horizons, a German DJ duo, and Remember Tomorrow. Then a track from the late Pakistani Qawwali singer Badar Ali Khan, as remixed by DJ Baba G and Dan the Automator. It was entitled Black Night. From Uzbekistan in Central Asia, a former Republic of the Soviet Union, we heard from songstress Yulduz Usmanova, and I remember this track from her international debut CD, Olma Olma. It appears here on Asian Groove for a wider audience at that time. The piece, Kunglim Guli. And lastly, Punjabi singer Kam Dillon, now residing in the UK. And a fine example of Bhangra, the contemporary dance grooves fused with the traditional music of Punjab State, India, and the piece Ankanal. And that is how we conclude this edition of Sounds from the Global Village. I'm Jake Longwell. I hope you enjoyed the selections. Do join me again when you can for another musical trip around the world. Sounds from the Global Village is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.